语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听我们今天的直播课程。新一周的直播呢，从我们的双语读物开始了，邀请出我们今天的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
大家下午好。今天呢，我们带来的双语读物啊，跟很多年轻的朋友相关啊，我们要说一说工作当中面试的那些套路。
Yes, today we're going to talk about what you should and should definitely not say during job interviews.
Job interviews are unpleasant chores that we all need to go through to get the role of our dreams.
Yes, unfortunately, we all have to do it at least once or twice in our lives. And it's notYeah, easy for anyone, I think.
对呀、啊、其实在职场上尤其是在工作里要面试。现在很多人都在教你、what to do,、
yeah.
或者是 how to do, 怎么来好好的把握一个工作的面试，要知道这特别的重要。
Yeah, there are、many tips and advice、everywhere online from teachers at school about what you definitely should do and should say and should wear during a job interview.
哎，我相信其实不是每个人都特别喜欢经历工作面试的，这基本上对我们来讲就像是一个考试一样。
Yeah,
你得准备好、
yeah.
而且呢，这个面试官会问你什么样的问题，有的是可以提前知道的，但是有的你没有办法去准备，对不对？
Yeah, like there are a lot of questions they ask at a job interview that you simply cannot prepare because sometimes the employer asks very personal questions or sometimes the employer just asks you totally different questions than you have prepared.
就是啊，所以这个找工作现在大家都知道要提前事先的去准备好。
Yeah.
It's easy enough to talk about why you want the job and why you're the best person to do it. 要说你让你来谈一谈你为什么想做这份工作以及为什么你是最佳人选。哎，这个话题还比较容易吧。
Yeah, this is pretty easy to explain. Like, you didn't apply for a job for no reason at all, right?
对。
I mean, some people do kind of randomly apply to jobs because they simply don't really know what kind of jobs they want to do. But there must be something in the job that is appealing to them. But the other side,
there is one question that everyone dreads.
Yeah, there's just one question they always ask and that is most likely to trip us all up, that sets us up for failure.
所以啊，求职者都特别害怕一个，但是又很可能会被这个雇主呢给难住的问题，就是
What's your biggest weakness?
你最大的缺点是什么？哎呀，这个问题抛出来以后，觉得非常难以回答啊。
Yeah, this is difficult.
对，我要怎么样回答才能够让面试者觉得我这个又避重就轻，但是呢又对自我有一种正确的认识和评价，不过于太骄傲又不过于太假。
Yeah, you really have to think carefully about this question before you have a job interview. I can tell from experience that I, like, because I had to do many jobs interviews, I kind of found out gradually, like, what my strong points and weak points were.But it took a while.
是吗、
yeah.
Judy 老师刚才说到自己的经验，因为做过太多的面试哈。
Yeah, a lot. Like, I got several job interviews before I moved to China because I didn't really knew what I wanted to do. So I had some really hilarious experiences, like one employer saying, yeah, we really want to hire you and we like you and your experience is great and everything.But we don't think you will like the job, to be honest. And I was like, so, but I'm hired, right? Like, I am able to do the job. And they said, nah, this is just nothing for you. So that made me think very carefully about my qualities, etc. I'm so happy they did not hire me.
哎，所以您是属于有过很多的经验，然后这个经验呢，让你不断的 practice makes perfect.
Yes, it's for sure that every job interview, no matter if you fail or if you get the job, it is really a good practice and already a good experience itself.
你看，周丽老师就完全是从自己开始来摸索，
yeah.
因为有很多的应试的经验。那一开始呢，可能都说的不是那么好。
Yeah.
最后慢慢就知道，哦，原来老板啊、雇主啊、面试人啊，他们想要听到的回答是什么。哈，这就产生了套路和心机，对不对？你得投其所好，你得知道对方想要你的东西和素质是什么。你要想自己被雇佣，你肯定得马上的尽量的呈现出来自己具有这方面的素质，是不是？
Yes, and if you just go to job interviews as much as possible, you get to know yourself much, much better just because they ask so different questions and about like your personal life and your qualities, etc. So, yeah, it's a good practice for sure.
啊，所以好笑的事情就是，可能你一开始工作的时候对自己的一些资历啊，或者是信心啊，想做什么呀，没有太清楚的方向。但是多面试几次以后发现，嗯，我特别清楚了，已经找到了自己的方向了。诶，那你以前在面试的时候，人家问你说你的优点是什么，你怎么回答？
Well, that I am very good at improvising and dealing with like crisis situations.
Oh.
I think I am. Like I can think of solutions pretty quickly or think of what to say at least pretty quickly.
Oh, 那你对自己的优点认识得很清楚。
Yeah.
就是你有一种危机处理能力。啊、
yeah.
在危急的情况下马上能够想出办法来解决问题。好了。那你的 biggest weakness 是什么呢？
I think my biggest weakness is that I tend to want to control everything and that I have problems with delegating tasks. That I have like, I'm scared to give tasks to other people because I'm afraid they won't do it as if as I would do it, you know, mm-hmm. like, because I already, before something starts, before some project has to start, I already have an idea how the results should be, etc. But yeah, over time, again, you learn that that's simply not possible. You have to delegate in life.
哦，他还是能够认识到自己的不足，就是说，比较不喜欢去分派任务，总是不放心别人做这个事情，可能做得不如自己做得好。
Yeah, I think many people struggle with that.
对、而且呢也有一种控制欲比较强、
yeah.
Take everything in control.
Yeah, I tend to do that. I try not to do it because I'm very conscious of it. But then again, it took a while to become conscious about that.
所以您对自己还是认识得很清楚的。
Yeah.
但其实优点都挺好说了哈，怎么吹嘘都不嫌过吧。但问题是你这个缺点怎么说呢？刚才我看到很多同学在聊天室当中说，有的人说我最大的缺点呢就是没什么缺点。哎呦，这话您敢说吗？啊，你敢跟雇主说吗？是不是？
I mean, it's an original answer, but I don't know if your future employer will really appreciate that.
我在想，如果我要参加面试的话，我要说我的缺点，我可能会说，哎呀，就是平时太不注意休息。
That's also, yeah, that's also something that can be your weakness.
我会跟老板讲说，老板您看。我这三年了都没有休年假，你看我是不是就是有点不注意休息，这个同志。好，所以呀、啊、这一个不小心啊，这个难度很大的，一个不小心你就会弄巧成拙，是不是？太诚实老板鄙视你，说哎呀连这个都说。太隔靴搔痒呢，显得很做作，这个人不谦虚。幽默能不能随便用呢？你也不敢随便用，分寸要是没拿捏好，效果很严重，没准把人家面试官还得罪了。万一人家面试官根本开不起玩笑，你这一好家伙啪啪自打脸啊，对不对？所以呢，我们今天给大家找了一篇读物，就是说这个外国的朋友们啊，他们怎么来回答这个问题。
Okay, well, I'm gonna start.
Yes, 我们就开始来看一看今天的这篇文章里啊，我们要通过去阅览或者是去借鉴大家的这些讨论啊方式啊，看有没有哪些你觉得自己比较心仪的。好，开始第一段。 Job interviews
are an unpleasant chore that we all need to go through to get the role of our dreams.
嗯，我们一开始就说过了哈。
It's easy enough to talk about why you want a job and why you're the best person to do it.But there's one question that everyone dreads, and it's most likely to trip us all up. What's your biggest weakness?
第一段呢，他说 job interviews， 这个是关键单词哦，这就是应聘啦。
Yeah, it's like the conversation you have for the first time with with someone who hires people at a certain company or at a store.
哎。这个是我们一定要学会的啊 ，job interviews， 就是关键词，就面试了。面试呢是一个非常 unpleasant chores，chore 是那种苦差事。
Yeah, it's something you must do. Like there's no exception. You have to do it.
嗯，苦差事啊，大家都在聊天室调侃我哈，说让台长快出来听一听，是吧？但是你知道这个什么下给支招还说什么下次不修就扣钱啊什么之类的，大家是这样，这我已经无语了。好，我们来看这个 chores 就是苦差事啊，这个苦差事是个 unpleasant chores。是每一个人呢都必须要 go through 要经历的一份苦差事、
yeah.
毫无疑问吧，为了什么呢？为了 get the role of our dreams， 为了能够得到我们梦寐以求的工作 role of our dreams。
Yeah, the role is like the position you have in, yeah, if it's a job role, then it's in a company or in a store or something else, but it can also be your role in society or a role in the familyThat is the word role.
好的， it's easy enough to talk about why you want the job and why you are the best person to do it. Easy to do something 就是做什么事情很容易了。来聊一聊为什么你想做这份工作，以及为什么你是 best person to do it， 最佳的人选来做这个工作是相对容易的。但是呢，there is one question that everyone dreads.
Yeah, if you dread something, you're very...very afraid of something.
D-R-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Dread. 新单词哦，就是你非常恐惧、
yeah.
非常的害怕。
Yeah. It's something like you're very afraid of. It's like more than afraid. It's like really like, it gives you like cold chills and nightmares, etc.
知道吗？就是让你做噩梦的事情。
Yeah.
每个人都害怕，但是呢， it's most likely to trip us all up.我们先不看这个 us all， 我们来看看 trip up 是一个固定短语搭配。
Yeah, if something trips you up, then something makes you to make a mistake. Then that something causes that you do something wrong or say something wrong.
就是把你困住了
，Yeah，
把你难住了 ，trip 小陷阱嘛，把你 trip up 困在那个里面了。让你又害怕又可以困住你的问题就是 What's your biggest weakness?
Yeah, so that question makes us all answer often wrong.
好，第二段。
A job hunter known as Humansoft took to Reddit to pose the horrible question to see how other people had answered and was soon inundated with responses.
好，这句话就交代了我们说一个什么样的情况，这个问题是发在哪个网上的呢？大家来回答这个问题呢，是一个 job hunter。 Job hunter 是什么啊？
A job hunter is someone who is looking for jobs.
对了 ,hunting jobs.
Yeah.
在 hunt, 打猎工作嘛。Job hunter 就是找工作的人。Known as, 啊，是谁呢？叫他的一个网名叫做 Humansoft.
Yeah, he calls himself Humansoft.、Mm. That's how other people know him. So that's why he's known as Humansoft.
今天的全文当中会出现很多的网名啊，这就是一个网名。然后呢 ,talk to Reddit.Reddit 是一个网站，类似于像微博这样的社交网站。
Yeah, it's a website where it's like a forum, so they post like an opinion or a statement, and then other people can reply to it and state their opinion too.
哎，这里我们来学一个短语叫 talk to Reddit， 是什么意思呢
？Yeah, if you take to something, then you start doing something. And in this case, Humansoft took to Reddit. That means he started using Reddit.
好 ,talk to, 在这里听好了，它的意思呢是开始做某事。那 Reddit 呢，在这就不做一个名词了，它做动词，就是开始呢在这个网上发言。明白？我们有时候说 WeChat, 微信，我们会说 I WeChat you, 对不对？这里 WeChat 不是就变成了一个动词了吗？
Yeah, just like Facebook, I Facebooked you, I Facebooked,WeChatted, I WhatsApped, that kind of thing.
所以呢，这个 talk to Reddit 就是说开始呢在这个 Reddit 网站上发言，来干嘛呢？来 pose,
yeah.
发布嘛，这是我们都知道的。
Yeah, if you pose a question, then you simply ask a question, you present a question.
哎，我们经常在微博上用英文来发微博的时候，我们会转发叫 repost.
Yeah.
啊，就是转发的意思。Post 呢，就是发了一个 horrible question， 发了这个可怕的问题。To see how other people had answers and was 来看一看哈，说大家呢会如何来回复这个问题。结果 soon 很快就
inundated.
好，新单词 inundated with responses.
Yeah.
很快就怎么样了？回复呢？
That means that the responses, there were so many of them that he simply could not handle them, like because there were so many, it was like really overflown by so many answers.
对了，就是这个单词叫 overflown.
Yeah.
什么意思？就是说涌来的 inundated, 涌来的大量的无法招架的。啊，类似于有点像咱们网络评论一下子就几十万这样子，叫涌来的，很快的就收到了大量的回复，大概有多少回复呢？下一段。
Among the 1,600 comments were people's own solutions to a question that requires an example that makes you look confident but not arrogant, as well as honest but not too honest that they don't want to hire you.
好了 ,among 就是在其中嘛，有那么1600条 comments,
yeah,
评论 comments, 这个咱们用英文写微博的朋友都知道了啊。
Yeah, a comment is like a message you write in which you state an opinion.
对了，就是你的评论、
yeah.
你的看法你的观点。大概是1600条评论当中呢、were people's own solutions to a question. 哟1600条评论都是人们对其中的一个问题提出了自己的解决方案，就是说大概有1600多种说法、
yeah.
一种说法 that requires an example to makes you look confident but not arrogant. 这里有两个单词，第一个是 confident, 自信的。
Yeah, it means that you believe something will happen or that you believe in yourself that you're able to do something.
哎，但是 arrogant 就不一样了。
Yeah, arrogant is being very proud, but in a way that it becomes unpleasant for other people. If you say, oh, I'm so beautiful, oh, I'm so good at this, oh, I'm so, so cool, that's arrogant.
哎呀，自大的、自负的、骄傲的、目中无人的、这个叫 arrogant。人们呢对其中的一个问题提出了自己的方案，那这个问题呢需要什么呢？需要你用一个 example 一个例子来让自己看上去既自信但是又不自大，同时还要 as well as honest 还要诚实 but not too honest 但是又不要太诚实以至于 they don't want to hire you 以至于他们不想聘用你。
Yeah, and for that last thing I can speak from experience, that's so true. Like I once was not hired because I was too honest, because I said like what my weakness was, could not delegate stuff, and the job required that I was able to do that. So yeah, shouldn't have said that.
设想一下我们现在所有的人都面对一个这样的问题，就是说你需要说出你自己最大的缺点，但是你看起来既自信又不自大，坦诚但是又不要坦诚的让人家不想雇佣你。好，我们来看第一个。
MSLT answered the question saying, What about something like I have trouble delegating tasks sometimes? I like to do things myself to ensure they are done to my personal standards, but it is something I'm working on.
好，第一个网友叫做 MSLT, 啊，他就回答了这个问题，他说 What about something like, 诶，我说这个怎么样？就是 I have trouble delegating tasks sometimes.你必须要搞懂 delegate 是什么意思呢？
Well, delegating is like we discussed, that is, if you delegate something, you give a task you have to do to someone else, because simply you don't have enough time to do it.
动词 delegate 就是派发，后面紧接着 task, 任务，就是派发任务。我有的时候呢，哎，派发任务呢，会比较难做。
Yeah.
立即往后解释说 I like to do things myself. 我喜欢自己完成工作。
Yeah, I totally can identify with that.
To ensure, 以至于呢来保证什么呢 They are done, 他们被完成了。To my personal standards, 我个人的标准。To my personal standards, 意思就是说 to meet my personal standards, 来符合我自己的个人标准。
Yeah, I like to do things myself to make sure that they are done as I want them to be done.
哎，我想呢，自己单个把工作完成了，以至于他们能够符合我自己的标准。 让我自己觉得称心如意，而不是交给别人去做，老怕别人做不好。
Yeah, not really, like, not necessarily because, I mean, for me, it's not necessarily because I think they do it like wrong or something, but more that I really think very specific, very quickly, like, and that's not always good, I have to emphasize.
他说他，我会这么说我自己的缺点，就是我很难委派任务。然后他马上又紧接着说but it's something I'm working on.但是我正在 working on 这个问题，我正在改进这个问题。
Yeah, something that you're working on is something that you try to improve or to correct. And if you say that, then it shows to the person on the other side of you that you are willing to change yourself, that you know this weakness.
大家觉得这个缺点怎么样？听上去好像还可以吧？啊
？Yeah,
sounds good.
Yeah,
还行。既 confident 又不会太 arrogant.
Yeah, I think it's a good answer, like, especially to emphasize it's something I'm working on.
好，任刘马上补充说，其实我正在克服这个问题了，啊，我自己也认识到了这个问题。好，第二位网友。
Another user, Bumpkinsworth, said, My wife gave me a good one that kind of compiles all of this. I take failure a bit too hard sometimes. Expanding on that,You can elaborate as to how that pushes you to work harder so that you won't make the same mistake twice. Seemed to work well for my last interview.
好，另外用户呢叫 Bumpkinsworth， 他就说我的太太呢给了我一个很好的答案。My wife gave me a good one. That kind of compiles all of this.Compiles 是堆起来的意思，对不对
？Yeah, to combine everything that MSLT said. Like he combines like the MSLT's answer with his own experience.
Compiles 就是组合起来，把所有的这些条件呢，它都组合起来。啊，他觉得这个问题呢，能够回答此类问题是个好答案。他说 ，I take failure a bit too hard sometimes. Take something too hard， 把某事看得。太严重了。
Yeah, if you take something too hard, you take something very heavy, very serious. Like, for example, if you have an exam and you failed the exam, and then you think, "Oh my God, I'm such a bad person. I cannot do anything right, etc." That means that you take it way too hard. It's just an exam, you know.
我们可以说任何事情 take anything too hard.
Yeah.
就是说把什么事情看得过重了，这里他把 failure 失败看得过重了。
Yeah.
Expanding on that, 啊，就是说 expanding 就是展开嘛。
Yeah.
你说了你把失败看太重以后，你要借此展开。
If you expand on something, you tell more details about something. You explain something more.
You elaborate something.
Yeah, you elaborate on something. That means that you give more examples, that you give some details, some real experiences.
紧接着就有 elaborate 这个单词，它的意思呢，就是说你详细的阐述。接下来你为了扩展开，你就详细的阐述说 how that pushes you to work harder， 说你把失败看太重了，这件事情是如何来推动你更加努力工作的。
It is true that if you take failure very hard, very serious,
你输不起，对不对
？Yeah, then you really cannot stand it that you are like such a failure, and then you work extra hard not to be that failure,
so that you won't make the same mistake twice.以至于你就不会再犯同样的错误了。Seem to work well for my last interview. 他说，诶，这一招好像看上去在我上次的面试当中还 work well, 蛮管用的。
Yeah, I think he said this in his last interview, and I think he got the job. So, yeah,
老板会
it's a good answer.
老板会说，这同事不错，看来他会努力工作，就是为了不失败。是个人才，可以用。
Yeah, I think he's like accepted because he shows motivation.
这个我觉得也可以说呀，老板应该会很喜欢的。
Yeah, but you shouldn't like not be too much like downgrading yourself. Like if you say I take failure too hard, sometimes it means maybe that you lack confidence or something.
好，来看第三个网友。
If you want to add a little humor to your interview, which can ultimately be risky.Try following Jumper 3407's advice. He says, remain silent and pull an index card out of your pocket that says, I overprepare.
这第三个有点逗哈，他说，如果你想加一点点幽默在你的面试当中的话，来玩一点幽默的话， This can ultimately be risky. Ultimately 就是 in the end.
Yeah,
最终
eventually in the end.
最终会有点 risky 哦，你知道吗？会有点冒险哦。
Yeah, it can give some dangers.
所以你来试试这个网友 Jumper 34017的意见吧，你试试他啊。他说 ，remain silent， 保持沉默，然后 pull an index card out of my pocket， 然后从我的兜兜里呢拿出一张。Index card, 索引卡
Yeah, it's like a card on which something is listed and that can be put in alphabetical order in a card index, like name cards or something.
可能像提醒自己要说什么的那种卡
Yeah, it's pretty small.
然后呢再说一句话说 I over-prepare, 就说我准备过于充分
Yeah, I prepare too much than necessary.
一般人谁会拿个卡揣兜里然后拿出来看是不是、
yeah.
不会这样吧然后你就说一个 I over prepare
I like this one a lot It's a very original
对这样的话你知道吗面试官会笑的
Yeah yeah
他会觉得你很 cute
Yeah I think the person will be like very surprised if someone who is having a job interview dares to do that I kind of like it I would hire him
是吗你要当老板
Yeah I would hire him
有点傻是吧、
yeah.
有点可爱有点过于紧张哈好然后这个就有网友就表示同意了
Skeetball agreed and replied saying making the interviewer laughprobably doubles your chances of being hired.
哎，这位叫 Skiball 的网友就 agreed 就同意了，然后呢就回复说 ，making the interviewer laugh 让面试官大笑呢 ，probably doubles your chances of being hired. Double 就是双倍增加。
Yeah, that something becomes twice as much. That's doubled.
那就可能增加你被聘用的几率，甚至是翻倍这个几率。
Yeah.
他就同意他觉得幽默可能还是能管用的然后另一位用户呢也用幽默感回答我赢得了面试官的认同
Another Redditor also used humor to win over the interviewers saying I had one laugh with the response My biggest weakness is not fully knowing my weaknesses all the time They chuckled A few days later I was offered the job
好这个第五位呢也是一个叫 Redditor Redditor 不是那个网站吗那 Redditor 就是用这个网站的人对不对
Yeah, a Redditor is someone who uses the website Reddit
他也用了幽默的方式 Also use humor to win over the interviewers Win over 赢赢过去这什么意思
to make someone agree with you or to persuade someone to be on your side
就是劝说或者是赢得、
yeah.
赢得这个面试官的好感他就用了幽默他就说他是这么说的 I had one laugh with the response 我呢用我的这个回答赢得了什么呢一个笑声
Yeah.
或者是 one laugh 一阵笑声
Yeah, yeah, they laughed once
他们就面试官就居然就笑了一下他是这么说的 My biggest weakness is not fully knowing my weaknesses all the time 我最大的缺点就是我总是不能充分的认识我的缺点
Yeah, not fully knowing is that you don't know entirely that you don't have a complete understanding of something So if you fully know something, then you completely understand something.
那 fully 就是完全的、
yeah.
,knowing 就是认识了。
Yeah.
那 fully knowing 就是完完全全的认识到我的缺点。这是挺逗的是吧
?Yeah, I like this one a lot. It's a good answer if you really don't know what to come up with. Then you can say something like this.
哎大家觉得这种答案怎么样啊
?Yeah.
但是你这面试官还是得是能幽默的人才可以哦。
I would say so, like, if you use humor, like, I mean, if people hire you, they don't hire you for like 3 months and then you're gone. No, it's usually for a job that is like long term. And do you really want to work with someone who's cranky all the time and who doesn't know how to smile? I wouldn't. So,
也是哈。
Yeah.
你要雇佣一个没有 humor, 幽默感的人。
Yeah.
也挺麻烦的。
Yeah, if they like you and if they can have a laugh with you, they can really look forward to having the first lunch break with you at work, right? yeah, I would say so.
那种一板一眼的同事好像相处起来也麻烦。你也不能跟他 开玩笑，开不起，他伤不起。
Yeah, I mean, if you're very nervous at the interview, and then try to make a joke, then it's usually not really a good idea.
他这个确实管用了，因为他 had one laugh with the response. 他用这个 response 收获了一阵笑声，然后呢，面试官们 they chuckled.
Yeah, chuckling is like.Quickly laughing.
轻轻地笑了一下
yeah.
呵呵了一下
Yeah, just something, hee hee hee, something like that.
好，面试官还能嘿嘿嘿
Yeah, something like that.
面试官就嘿嘿嘿了一下，然后 A few days later, I was offered the job.
Yeah.
我几天后就得到了这份工作了。
Yeah.
真不错，幽默感用上了。好，我们来看第六位。
Sephermans replied to the thread with some useful advice, saying something behavioral based like,I don't work well with people, or I'm soft-spoken. It's like shooting yourself. Give a skills-based weakness that you can take action to improve upon in the near future. Something like, I'm not too familiar with Excel at the moment, but I'm planning on taking classes this coming month.
哎，我觉得这个第六点还挺实用的。
Yeah.
他就说呀，有一位叫什么？Sephermans 这个网友啊、
yeah.
他就是这么回复的来 reply to the thread 诶 thread 不是线吗他回发线是什么意思
a thread is okay you should picture this like on top of the website there is the statement like a topic and then below that there are all kinds of replies to that all kinds of comments to that and that whole list of comments is called a thread
明白了你看咱们用微博的时候那回复是不是一条一条的
Yeah.
条是什么不就是线吗所以线条都可以指你回复的那么一条回复
Yeah.
叫 a thread 意思就是说呢他也回复了一条 with some useful advice 就一些用了一些实用的建议他说一定要 see something behavioral based 什么 based on behavior
Yeah.
就是一定要说一些行为表现上的东西。
Yeah, if something behavioral based is based upon how you do things, how you behave yourself. Like, if you are as a person very shy, you don't really talk a lot or socialize a lot with people and you like to do things more individual, yeah. right? So that's, if you say, yeah, I don't really work too well with people,Then it's behavioral based because that's how you act. That's how you do things.
就是 behavioral based 就是你是如何表现你的行为的。
Yeah.
比如说 I don't work well with people. 我呢不善跟人相处。或者是说 I'm soft spoken. 我说话呢就羞羞怯怯的。
Yeah.
挺轻声细语的那种。
It's very like if you're soft spoken, then you speak.Softly, obviously, but also in a very modest, humble way. You don't really have a strong opinion. You don't really come out for something.
哎，这些都是一个人的行为习惯，对不对？很难纠正的。但是他说了，如果你说这些行为习惯类的缺点的话 ，it's like shooting yourself. 就像无异于自杀。
Yeah, that's like,
千万别说这些。
If you say something like that, then you definitely will not have the job.
就说明你这个人本身就有问题，对不对？
Yeah.
你不善跟人合作，那我请你来干嘛呀？
I mean, of course, there are many people out there, I think, who don't work that well with people who are soft-spoken. But if you're one of those people, then please don't say that at a job interview.
就是你千万不要说这种自己啊那种改不了的怪毛病改不了的习惯或者是与生俱来天生那种问题千万不要说。
They will find out after they found your qualities and experienced them themselves.
取而代之你可以说一些 skill-based 的缺点就是一些技术上的一些技能上的缺点。你比如说吧that you can take action.那这些缺点呢你可以行动来 improve upon in the near future 你可以在未来呢近期呢采取一些措施来改正的一些技术性的缺点
Yeah, skill is something you're able to do Like it's something that you've learned how to do it And you're pretty good at it That's why it's your specific skill
哎，就是说你现阶段还不大熟悉的一些技能但是
Yeah
你可以去改正的那些你比如说 something likeI'm not too familiar with Excel at the moment.
Yeah.
我现在对那个 Excel 表格还用的不是很熟。
Yeah, Excel is a program on a computer.
对，大家都知道了。
Yeah, I think everyone, but to Excel is something different. Please do not confuse that.
好，就是说我现在对这个 Excel 表格用的还不是很好了。But I'm planning on taking classes this coming month. 但是我这不是打算下个月要上课去学习它吗？
Yeah.
你看，这种技能型的缺点你可以说 Make sure you provide a remedy to the weakness.而且你一定要确保你为这个缺点提出了 remedy、
yeah.
一个
A remedy is like a solution, a medicine literally translated to some problem. But a remedy can also be more abstract, like yeah, something you can do to, yeah, to improve yourself.
哎，解决方案、
yeah.
补救的办法。你看技能型的大家一看说哦，你用这个 Excel 不熟，那培训两周也就熟了、
yeah.
就不是什么大问题。
Yeah, then it's not a real weakness, but you do say it in a way that it looks like a weakness.
大家理解他这个点吧，他就是说你不要去说那些基于行为的那些问题，我不善与人相处啊，啊，我个性很不好啊、
yeah.
是吧，我经常睡懒觉啊，你就不要说这些。
No, don't say, even if it is the truth, don't say it. Like, you take a skill, like something that you find difficult, likeI find it difficult to write pretty. So, I would say that if I was in that circumstance. And that's a thing you can improve easily. So,
对，也说一些那种你可以去改变的，可以把它变得更好的一些缺点、
yeah.
是吧？好，这是第六位了哈，我们来看第七位。
The novelty accountant recounted a story about a man that was far too honest in his answer.I had a man answering with women, and then he proceeded to tell me he got caught cheating by his wife. That was not the right answer.
这个不是作死吗？你看这个人、这个人是不是在作死？你看看。
Yeah, that's too honest.
这个 novelty accountant 可能就是一个面试者。
Yeah.
啊，一个面试者也来回复了这个大的 topic 话题。Recounted 就是有点相当于 tell。
Yeah, you tell about something that happened. That's recounting.
就是讲述已经发生过的事情叫 recount.
Yeah.
有点像回忆那种意思一样。那 recount a story, 就讲了一个故事。是一个男的啊，那个男的呢是 far too honest.
Yeah.
Honest 是诚实， far too 就是太诚实了。
Yeah, too much. If something is far too something, something isToo much something.
Far too 加形容词就是过于怎么样了。哎呀，这诚实的是掏心掏肺的、
yeah.
回答。他怎么说呢？他说 I had a man answering with women.、
Yeah.
就是我曾经有过，就是说我曾经有过这样一个面试者。啊、他的回答呢是跟女人有关系的。
Yeah, he said, he told a story, like online. He said, yeah, I asked the man,what is your biggest weakness? And that man answered with women.
对，那个男的是以一个女人来做的这个回答、
yeah.
回答他最大的缺点是什么，大家都猜到他会回答什么了，是吧？跟工作没有毛线关系。
No, it doesn't have anything to do with work.
And then he 这个叫什么
proceeded、
proceeded to do something 什么意思呢？
If you proceed with something, then you continue doing something after somethingIt's finished.
就是继续说什么。
Yeah.
人家就问他说你最大缺点是什么呀，他说女人。然后他就继续告诉我说 He got caught cheating by his wife. Cheat 这个单词用在男女关系当中、
yeah.
就指的是出轨和背叛。
Yeah, if you cheat, then you suppose you have a boyfriend or girlfriend,and if you cheat, then you go out with someone else and you kiss with someone else and yeah, you go on dates, etc. without your boyfriend or girlfriend knowing.
Got caught 就是被抓住了，抓现行了，捉奸了、
yeah.
或者是被发现了，他出轨被他妻子发现了。
Yeah, so his wife found out that he was cheating. Painful.
This was not the right answer. 很明显这样的回答可不对。
Yeah, like, it's not only inappropriate to say it, like, but it also gives the impression you're not reliable. And
对呀、啊、关键是
You really want a reliable person to work for you, right? So,
关键是你这种回答你就 你就在暗示你这个人是个不可靠的人。
Yeah.
不值得信任的人。
Yeah, like this kind of guy I definitely would never hire.
对，你就是连基本的忠诚你都做不到，而且还被妻子抓住了现行。
Yeah.
然后这面试者要是是个女的更气，那更气的不可能用你。男的还好，也许能理解你。要是个女的，正好她家里发生这种事儿，你再说你出轨被妻子捉住，那马上把你开掉。
Yeah.
用都不用你，是不是？
对、yeah.
再说这种事儿你也不专业，你跟工作没关系，你是吧？你说他干嘛呢？ Yeah. 这是第七个，我觉得这个最逗了。第八个。
Another response never to use comes from Dame Nisplay.Job interviews. I suck at them.
Another response. 另外一种回复呢 Never to use. 绝对不可以用的 Comes from 这个叫 Dan Nisplay 也是一个有可能是面试方吧
Yeah, I think it's also an employer. Like someone who is looking for people to hire.
另外一个面试方呢叫 Damnis Play 也提供了一个绝对不可以用来回答的答案
Yeah, she asked the same question to someone So what is your biggest weakness? And then the person answered Job interviews, I suck at them
我最大的缺点就是工作面试我在这方面糟透了好家伙这下一来
Yeah I mean, I do understand why that person said Oh, I suck at job interviews Maybe it's meant to be funny But it's really likeIt's not related to work, and it gives a bit like, yeah, the employer cannot do anything with that answer, like, haha, but like, yeah.
朱迪老师都哈哈了，已经表达无语了。
Yeah, it's a bit boring joke. If it was meant as a joke, it's a bit boring joke.
说你都不擅长面试，你来干嘛呀？啊，你来玩吗？是吧？你来观光吗？你来干嘛呀 ？Suck at something 就是说 bad at something， 特别某事、
yeah.
特别不擅长。
Yeah, if you suck at something, then you're really not good at something.
就是太不擅长了。我在工作面试这方面简直可以说是糟透了。啊，面试官说，那你就出去吧。啊，你可以走了。
Yeah, like why are you wasting my time then? That's what I would reply.
保安麻烦把这个人拖出去。
Yeah.
好，这是第八个，绝对不能说啊。第九。
Showing off a little humor might not always be a bad thing.But being rude to the interviewer is definitely a big no-no.、
又有人说到幽默这事儿了，叫 showing off， 就是炫耀。
Yeah.
炫耀你有一点幽默呢 ，might not always be a bad thing， 也许啊，总不是个坏事儿，不总是个坏事儿。但是哦 ，being rude to the interviewer。
Yeah, rude is like impolite, like really saying something like, yeah, like I got caught cheating by my wife, or yeah, I really suck at job interviews. That's pretty rude to say. It's like it doesn't show that you respect the time of your future employer.
Rude 是粗鲁的意思或冒犯的意思。如果你冒犯到了面试官，那就是一个 definitely a big no-no.
Yeah.
绝对是大的禁忌了
Yeah, a big no-no is something that is taboo You really should never do that
就像是禁忌一样 Big no-no 就绝对不要去你可以冒犯你自己但你不要冒犯面试官这样就很不礼貌了好第十个网友
Common Central took to Reddit to say My biggest weakness is that I have too many strengthsMy biggest strength is how humble I am.
好，这位叫 Common Central 的网友啊啊，就评论哈、啊，就在这个又来了 ，took to Reddit.
Yeah, he took to Reddit. He used Reddit.
哎，他就在红底网上说呀，他说我这个人呢，最大的缺点吧，就是 I have too many strengths. 哎呀，我有太多的强项了。哎呀 ，My biggest strength is how humble I am. 而我最大的优点呢，又是我非常的谦虚
Yeah, I mean, I like this answer because it's like it makes you think like, huh, what do you say? Like, it kind of messes with you because like, he starts with, my biggest weakness is that I have too many strengths. Strengths are things that you are very good at. That's your good points.
Mm.
My biggest strength is how humble I am, like,that I'm very modest about how my strengths. And like in the beginning you think, okay, this man is super arrogant, I don't want to hire him. But then he says, my biggest strength, my, yeah, I got so many strengths, but my biggest one is how humble I am. I never really brag about them. I really am very polite. I'm very modest in talking about them.
我最大的缺点是我有太多优点，而我最大的优点呢，是我非常谦虚。注意哦，这个回答是很妙的，因为它能够让面试者去思考他到底说了什么。
Yeah.
但是如果你只说前面半句话，你绝对是个败笔。你如果只说我最大的缺点是我太多优点，马上显出你这个人太自负。
Yeah.
但是你很巧妙地加了一个我最大的优点是我非常谦虚，一下子就提升了这个回答的高度，发现了没有？就变成了一个很妙的回答了。
I think this answer is also good. Yeah, it balances a bit like humor on one side and on the other side cleverness. And yeah,
一方面是幽默，另一方面凸显出你的一种很机灵的一种有点智慧。
Yeah.
这种回答是很好的。
But I do think you cannot really use this answer in every situation.
当然了，也不可能每个情况都用吧。
Yeah.
有的面试官听不懂，他只能听懂你前面半句，
yeah.
你就惨了。好，第十一个网友
，M.M. O'Shaughnessy said, "I have always replied with, 'I have a hard time choosing between two good decisions.'" This usually sets them up to ask how you combat this, in which I reply with something along the lines of how I weigh the pros and cons of each choice, and then choose the option with the most pros and longer term benefits.
这个 MM 的网友就说呀，我总是回答 I always replied with I have a hard time choosing between two good decisions. 我呢总是在两个很好的决定之间难以抉择，就是说我有选择困难症。
Yeah, if you have a hard time with something, you think something is very difficult to do.
这个回答好不好呢？这个回答一定会让对方来问你说，你怎么来选，对不对？
Yeah.
This usually sets them up to. Sets them up 的意思呢，就是 make them do something.
Yeah, that makes them do something like,automatically, because you, yeah, stimulate them in that direction.
你激发了这个，然后人家肯定会 set them up. 你就让他们 make them 来 ask you, 来问你 how you combat this.
Yeah,
你怎么来克服这个问题？你怎么来 combat 处理这个问题呢？
Yeah, how you solve it? How you, yeah, go against this feeling for having a hard time?
对 ，in which I reply with, 然后呢，我就回答说。Something along the lines of. Along the lines of 是什么意思呢？
Something similar to.
哦，相似的。
Yeah.
那我就回答一些比如相似的关于 how I weigh the pros and cons. Pros and cons 我们可学过的哟，利弊。
Yeah.
对不对？ Weigh the pros and cons 就是权衡利弊。
Yeah, that you compare the pros and cons, the advantages and disadvantages of each choice.
对了，我就告诉他们说，关于自己如何衡量每个选择的利弊啊 ，pros and cons of each choice, and then choose the option with the most pros. 然后我就选择那个有最多的 pros 的那个选项 option. 这个选项通常都是 long-term benefits, 能够长期受益的。
Yeah, if something is long term, someone continues very long in the future.
所以这个问题也还可以吧。
Yeah,、
啊、
I think this answer is pretty good. Like, not only you give them something to work with, like they get to know you, like how you deal with a problem or how you deal with a feeling you find something difficult, but it gives you a bit like a feeling you can control the job interview. You can kind of predict what they're going to ask after this.
对呀、啊，所以人家还老板还会觉得你这个人是可以选择长远的，放眼长远的来做选择的、
yeah.
就不会呢在短期利益上有所纠结，对不对、
yeah.
就不会为了短期的利益而丢掉长远，我们都说这个人是着眼于大局的，所以这种回答也还是 OK 的、
yeah.
好，第十二位
XOXSR Bear shared her clever way around the trick question, advising people to say, I'm overly critical of my workThis, she says, gives off the impression you're a hard worker, doesn't affect anyone else or your ability to do the job, and makes it seem like you actually care about what you do.
哎，最后这个也不错哈，这个叫 Bear 的朋友啊， yeah. 网友啊，就分享了他这个短语很有意思啊，叫 clever way around the trick question.
Okay, clever is like smart or intelligent. A way around something is like a way you have to avoid something or to solve something.
就是说很 clever way around, 很聪明的来处理。
Yeah.
很聪明的来回答这个 trick question, 这个陷阱问题。
Yeah, a trick question is a question that kind of triggers you, makes you to answer incorrectly. Like, it's very sneaky. Like, usually exams, they also have trick questions. Like, it's really like a question meant to test how superficial you read things or... Do
对，就是他分享他关于这个陷阱问题的一个非常聪明的回答。他就建议人们说呀 ，advising people to say, "I'm overly critical of my work." 我对自己的工作呢是 overly critical。
Yeah, overly is you can use overly to express that you do something more than is needed.
我对自己的工作是过于挑剔了。
Yeah.Critical is that means that you are, yeah, that you're looking at something you've done, for example, or said, and then you start thinking, was that good or bad? Which aspect can I improve? Which aspect I shouldn't have done, etc. That's being critical.
Oh, 这个还不错哟，这个会给人的印象就是说你特别在乎自己的工作。
Yeah, means,
凡事想做到精益求精啊。
Yeah, it means that you constantly try to improve and try to improve yourself as well, but not.Really, you don't really bother other people with it.
对，就是说你又不给别人添麻烦，不找事儿，但是对自己的工作呢又要求的很高。And she says, "Give off the impression you are a hard worker." 我们来看这个短语哦 ，"give off the impression" 就是给别人留下什么印象
？Yeah, if something gives the impression, something yeah presents itself.As something.
所以就给人留下印象你是一个 You are a hard worker 你是个特别努力工作的人 Doesn't affect anyone else、也不会影响到别人
Yeah, you don't bother anyone with it You don't hinder someone from doing his or her work
你也不阻碍别人你也不麻烦别人、
yeah.
你只是对自己有要求对不对 Or your ability to do the job
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about if you can do the job or not
既不伤害到别人同时呢也无关你的工作能力对不对、
yeah.
你只是对你的工作你的态度上你是过于完美的要求 and makes it seem like you actually care about what you do 说的呢像是你真的非常关心自己的工作一样
Yeah, I mean if you are overly critical of your work I don't think you don't care about your work, right? Like that means that you really, really want your work to be well done. And that's what every employer likes.
对呀、啊，老板就说，这是个好员工，
yeah.
要求上进的，对自己的工作呢是永不满足的，是吧？
Yeah.
我们都不用操心了，他自己就能把那摊事儿搞得很好。
Yeah.I should have had this, this whole list, when I was back in the Netherlands, applying, like, over 12 times, maybe?
这个 list 绝对是一个很好的一个收藏啊。
Yeah. It's, I mean, there are so many advices out there about stuff you should do and should say, and, yeah, they're always a little bit abstract, like, be yourself.
其实你只要是背下那么一两个,你屡试不爽啊。
Yeah.
在各种面试的情况当中
Yeah, this is pretty practical all this advice is pretty practical and it also presents you like what definitely not to say
对所以我们来总结一下吧、有的问题呢最好你不要问那种 behavior、不要回答那种 behavior based
Yeah, don't say something、
weakness.
Related to how you behave like either with people or at home or with your wife or not And say something skills-based, like something you can really improve through training.
对，说点那种跟技能性相关的，
yeah.
是吧？然后多说点跟自己有关的，怎么做决定啊？怎么严格要求自己工作呀？
Yeah.
对吧？最好不要说跟别人相关的。
Yeah, and using humor is, of course, allowed and sometimes very, very good. But don't overdo that. Like, don't try too hard.
对，因为有时候幽默的用太多，人家会觉得你这个人。这个太多小聪明是吧
yeah.
不务正业显得很轻浮
yeah. And if you say something vague, like, I suck at job interviews, like, it doesn't show any respect to the person you're talking to. Like, you're really there, like, okay, so you're not good in job interviews, what are you wasting my time then?
对，而且更不要说那些跟自己家事儿相关的问题。什么 cheating 啊，什么之类的，就千万不要说。
Don't talk about that private stuff.
对了，大家在聊天室当中说，这个人是个ZZ 好，这就是今天呢我们和大家去分享的这个 job interviews what's your biggest weakness。 外国朋友确实蛮有智慧括号心机的哈。
Yeah, well, and no matter what happens, no matter what comes out of a job interview, I can definitely say it helps you to improve.
对，最重要的呢是帮助大家能够更好的去面试。话说嘛，都是套路，是不是？你面试没有套路可以吗？你要录用可以吗？所以说面试36计，要随时保持聪明才能得分，不被抛出局。很有意思的一篇文章和大家一起来分享。文章也很简单，也不难。
Yeah.
啊，具体的一些很生动活泼的短语呢我们也学会了，一会儿大家拿到文本的时候呢再多看几遍，同时可以实用的信息把它用起来。好了，今天这节课就是这样了，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Yeah, thank you all for listening. Hope to see you next time.
好，我们就下次精彩话题再见。
See you.